Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Jose Offerman. Batting second, the left fielder, Rod Myers. Batting third, the shortstop, Jay Bell. Batting fourth, the DH, Jeff King. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Larry Sutton. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Dean Palmer. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Jermaine Dye. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Shane Halter. Batting ninth, the catcher, Mike Sweeney. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Ricky Bones. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second, the shortstop, Norberto Martin. Batting third, the DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Greg Norton. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting eighth, the first baseman, Mario Valdez. Batting ninth, the catcher, Robert McArdo. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jamie Navarro. And now, play ball. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Offerman hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Myers is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Myers strikes out. Two outs. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Norton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There goes Bell. The throw from McArdo and he is safe. Bell steals second. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of 1-2. King strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Durham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Durham moves to second. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Thomas hits a line drive into center field. Halter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Offerman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Durham scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Cameron hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Norton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Offerman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Larry Sutton is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Sutton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dean Palmer is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Palmer takes first base on ball 4. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Dye hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Palmer moves to second. Shane Halter is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Halter hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Sweeney, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Norton fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ordonez hits a fly ball into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mario Valdez is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Valdez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Offerman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robert McArdo is at the plate with a count of 0-1. McArdo hits a line drive into left field. Myers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Offerman is 0-1 in the game. Offerman hits a line drive into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Myers is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Myers is 0-1 in the game. Myers hits a line drive into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Bell, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Bell is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of 1-2. There goes Bell. The throw from McArdo and he is safe. Bell steals second. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of 3-2. King is 0-1 in the game. King strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Durham is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Offerman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Martin is 0-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bones fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thomas is 0-1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Larry Sutton is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Sutton is 0-1 in the game. Sutton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dean Palmer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Palmer is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Palmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Dye is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Dye hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Shane Halter, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Halter is 0-1 in the game. Halter hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bell is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Cameron, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cameron is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cameron hits a fly ball into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Norton is 0 for 1 in the game. Norton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell moves to third. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ordonez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ordonez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell scores. Norton moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Mario Valdez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Valdez is 0 for 1 in the game. Valdez strikes out. 2 outs. Robert McArdo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McArdo is 0 for 1 in the game. McArdo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sweeney is 0 for 1 in the game. Sweeney hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Offerman is 0 for 2 in the game. Offerman takes first base on ball 4. Rod Meyers, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Meyers is 0 for 2 in the game. Meyers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Offerman moves to third. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. There goes Meyers. The throw from McArdo and he is safe. Meyers steals second. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Navarro fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. King is 0 for 2 in the game. King hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Offerman scores. Meyers moves to third. 2 outs. It's Royals, 2, White Sox, 2. Larry Sutton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sutton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sutton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Meyers scores. It's 3-2, Royals. Dean Palmer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Palmer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Palmer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sutton moves to second. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Dye is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Dye hits a ball on the ground towards first. Valdez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dye for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Durham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a line drive into left field. Meyers picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Meyers. Durham moves to second. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Durham scores. That run is unearned. It's Royals, 3, White Sox, 3. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas strikes out. There goes Martin. The throw from Sweeney to second, and Martin is out. 2 outs. Albert Bell, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Shane Halter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Halter is 0 for 2 in the game. Halter takes first base on ball 4. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Sweeney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Sweeney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Halter moves to third. Jeff Darwin now pitching. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Offerman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Offerman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Offerman reaches second base with a double. Halter scores. Sweeney moves to third. It's 4-3, Royals. Rod Myers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Myers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Myers takes first base on ball 4. Jay Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Sweeney scores. Offerman moves to third. Myers moves to second. It's 5-3, Royals. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. King hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 9-3, Royals. Larry Sutton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sutton is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sutton hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dean Palmer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Palmer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Palmer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dye is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Dye hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 9, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Cameron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cameron takes first base on ball 4. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Norton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Norton hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sweeney scoops up the ball and tags Norton for the out. 1 out. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ordonez strikes out. There goes Cameron. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 2 outs. Mario Valdez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valdez is 0 for 2 in the game. Valdez takes first base on ball 4. Robert McArdo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McArdo is 0 for 2 in the game. McArdo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 9, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Al Levine now pitching. Shane Halter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Halter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Halter strikes out. 1 out. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sweeney is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Sweeney strikes out. Two outs. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Offerman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Offerman hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 9, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Olson now pitching. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Durham is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Durham bunts towards the mound. Olson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lyle Mouton pinch hits for Frank Thomas. Lyle Mouton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mouton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Offerman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 9, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Rod Myers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Myers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Myers strikes out. One out. Jay Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got one RBI. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. King is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. King hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Larry Sutton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sutton is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sutton strikes out. 2 outs. Dean Palmer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Palmer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Palmer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cameron. Palmer reaches second base with a double. Bell scores. King moves to third. It's 10-3, Royals. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dye is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Dye hits a ball on the ground towards third. Norton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 10, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Felix Martinez now playing shortstop. Scott Cooper now playing third base. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Halter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cameron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cameron hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Norton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Norton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sutton fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Maglio Ordonez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ordonez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ordonez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Myers. Ordonez reaches second base with a double. Norton goes all the way around to score. It's 10-4 Royals. Mario Valdez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valdez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Valdez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 10, and the White Sox 4. The Royals will come to bat. Chad Fonville now playing left field. Tom Fordham now pitching. Shane Halter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Halter is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Halter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Sweeney batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sweeney is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Sweeney hits a fly ball into left field. Fonville settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Offerman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Offerman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 10, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Robert McArdo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McArdo is 0 for 3 in the game. McArdo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Durham hits a fly ball into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jorge Fabregas pinch hits for Norberto Martin. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fabregas hits a fly ball into center field. Halter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.